We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmimah. We're up to page Vav in the Beit Ayin edition. The Ran discussed last week the idea that the Torah is the source of wisdom. And within that discussion, we had a discussion of tabula rasa, is a person born as a clean slate or not. We discussed the idea that man is born, and without any education, man will evolve like an animal. You can't assume just because he has a soul, he will evolve in the right direction. On the contrary, the Ramban said, you need direction, you need education, otherwise man will evolve in the wrong direction. We continue, v'im datov sichlo shel adam ve'lo melamed noten lo lachshov b'chidush. And even if a person's own thought, without any education, would cause him to think, we'll see in a second what the Ramban is saying. Lefi she'en ha'galgal manig atzmo ela zulato miniyo kmo she'izkalnu. Even if one's own thought could lead him to the thought that, hey, what's moving all of this? I see the solar system moving. What's the force that's behind all of life that I see on the planet? There must be a creator. Mikol makom en etzlo lo mitzvah ve'lo avera. So even if you could argue that one's own intellect can arrive at the conclusion that there is a creator, and the Ramban doesn't seem convinced. Now, this is a very big question. We'll get back to it in a second. But he says, nonetheless, even if you could figure that out, that doesn't mean that there's a commandment or a sin. So God created the world. Like a watchmaker makes a watch. The watchmaker has nothing to do with the watch. He doesn't know who's wearing it and what's happening with it. God created a world. What does he know from the world? Do I have to do any mitzvos? Does he want me to do something? Does he prohibit it? The fact that I can figure out that there was a creator does not mean that I can figure out that he told me how to behave. Ve'lo dat ve'lo cheshbon. That doesn't mean that he's aware of what I'm doing, nor does it necessitate that he takes a person to task, nor does it necessarily mean there's going to be an accounting. And there's no action that is better than another one. So the Ramban is saying many, many points here. Point number one, which we will have to explore as we continue our studies, is this question, in fact. Do we expect every human being to be able to figure out monotheism, to figure out the idea of creation on his own? Because if we don't, then we have a serious question. Do we expect the tribes in the middle of the African jungles to keep the seven Noahide laws? Because Rav Elchanan Wasserman, I hope we will learn his letter maybe in a week or two, he wrote a letter about how we do expect the world to keep the Noahide laws because a person can figure them out logically. The Ramban doesn't seem so convinced. The Ramban says, if you could figure out this concept that there is a creator, that still doesn't mean that there are any mitzvos. So that leads us to another question. Well, is a person only obligated to the Noahide laws when he comes in contact with Jews? So I'm saying that's another question that's an adjunct to what the Ramban is saying, and we'll have to explore that as we move on. Yes? Okay, so we have to analyze that.
We have an obligation to teach it.
That's another question. Oh, so that's number one. But there's another point here. We're out of time. There's a big philosophical question. Is there a concept of good and evil outside the Torah? On the one hand, we're tempted to say there's no such concept without Torah. On the other hand, if there's no such concept without Torah, then you go back to the question of what claims can you have on a non-Jew, on one who has not come in contact with the Torah. If we don't have a conscience, if we don't have something spiritual within us that's supposed to be a moral compass, then the question is, what do you want of someone who grew up without any concept? Do we look at those child murderers in Africa that are hired to fight and kill and plunder and do tremendously cruel, heinous acts Do we look at them and say, they should have known better? Or can you look at a human being and say, it's perfectly legitimate that he sees no problem with murder if he didn't have an education? Meaning the direction that the Ramban is taking can have tremendous impact. How do I look at all those kids? You know, there was a plane that was downed, I don't remember where it was, the next to some island, and the people on that island were cannibals. They went out and started eating the people from the plane. This happened this decade. I'm talking about a few years ago. I don't remember where it was. But you look at that and you say, wait a second. Can I have a claim on them if that's how a kid grew up? What's the Ramban telling me here when he says, without Torah, I wouldn't know that God wants anything of me. Does that also mean I don't have a conscience? The Ramban didn't say that. So that we're going to have to analyze as we proceed. Does the fact that I don't know that God commanded me to do something necessitate that I don't know right from wrong? Right now, the Ramban made a blanket statement. We're going to modify it as we continue. I still have a soul. I still have a part of God in me. So we need to analyze that. But this statement needs a lot of work. We also have to discuss next week. Remind me, we have to pick up with the question of, can there be a concept of good and bad without Torah? Philosophically, what are the difficulties in saying that? To be continued next week.